Macron government fears Black Lives Matter protests could spread riots across France. By Chris Tomlinson on June 6, 2020. President Emmanuel Macron is concerned that Black Lives Matter protests could spread rioting across France. President Macron met with the French Council of Ministers on Wednesday, the day after riots shook Paris. 20,000 people had rallied against police brutality and the death of a black man named Adama Traoré who died while in police custody in 2016. A participant in the meeting told the French newspaper Le Parisien that the globalist leader instructed his ministers not to comment on the protests or the riots, fearing they may add fuel to the fire. Another member of the government is also said to have noted that President Macron and his government had already faced the Gilets Jaunes, yellow vests, protests, a pensions crisis, and the Wuhan virus and did not have the means to face a new crisis that could condemn the remainder of his five-year term. While government spokeswoman Sabath Ndiaye largely played down the protests, which violated coronavirus lockdown rules, Interior Minister Christophe Castaner said the violence seen at the protest has no place in a democracy. When asked whether the Macron government believed the protests could spread as they have in the United States following the death of George Floyd, Ndiaye said, "I believe that the situation of our two countries is not entirely comparable. Neither in terms of history nor in terms of the organization of society." Former Minister of Justice Rachida Dati, who served under former President Nicolas Sarkozy, said this week that she was concerned about a convergence of crises across France due to the Wuhan virus, social racism, and mass unemployment. What is the yellow vests crisis? A purchasing power problem. Don't you think that there is social racism vis-à-vis the so-called little people, who on the contrary are not small? She said. Commenting on the Tuesday riot, Dati, who is running for mayor of Paris, said she was very worried about the demonstration. "A lot of politicians say it's okay, these people don't vote for us and they don't vote anymore. What is happening, and even beyond the Adama Traoré affair, is a whole subject which concerns our leaders." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.